The Catholic News Service reports that the Pope's remarks place the cause of global social and economic problems, quote, in our relationship with money and our acceptance of its power over ourselves and our society, unquote. The Pope continued, quote, we have created new idols where the golden calf of old has found a new and heartless image in the cult of money and the dictatorship of an economy which is faceless and lacking any truly humane goal, unquote. Vermont independent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says the pontiff's comments must be discussed.
On this issue of what is happening economically around the world, the power of financial markets, the growing gap between the very rich and everyone else, the need for government, for states around the world to step in and protect the dispossessed, the need to understand that money unto itself means nothing unless it is being used in a way which improves the lives of all people. That is a message coming from the Pope.
Pope Francis reinforced a point often made by Vermont's junior senator, that the rich are getting richer and the poor poorer, stating, quote, we have begun this culture of disposal where human beings themselves are nowadays considered as consumer goods, which can be used and thrown away, unquote. While he has not seen nor read the speech, Central Vermont Community Action Council Executive Director Hal Cohen is among the advocates for the low-income population who find the Catholic leader's words encouraging.
It sounds to me that the Pope's words are that wealth is in the hands of very few, and the folks in the middle are not gaining the kind of income that they need to maybe live better lives. And the folks at the bottom are really suffering.
Cohen says the federal sequestration is an illustration.
Congress did something about people waiting in airports, but they didn't solve the issues of Head Start children losing their places, cuts to food stamps and the elderly and the disabled. So in other words, the vulnerable people and the people without a strong voice, they continue to suffer. So I think that's about the wealthy doing well for themselves and the poor continuing to suffer.
The Vermont Food Bank distributes food to 270 assistance centers across the state, feeding more than 86,000 Vermonters. CEO John Sales is pleased the Pope is taking the lead in changing the conversation about what's happening to people.
The reason people don't have enough food to eat, and we need food banks all over this country, is really because they don't have enough money to buy food. And these are working families that don't have enough money to buy food. So it's how do we structure an economic system where people who work hard and play by the rules make enough money for a decent place to live, to have decent health care, and to have enough food to eat. And in the comments, that's what I hear the Pope talking about, and that's the conversation that I'd like to continue at a very high level.
Former New York State Office for the Aging Director Michael Burgess, a Catholic, is active in Call to Action, a group working to make the church more open and inclusive. Burgess says Pope Francis's comments aren't surprising, considering his history.
A lot of us agree that human resources and investing in people is very important, and not just using them to get profits is kind of what he's saying. And there are good examples of that in business, you know, where business leaders are working very hard in charitable causes and other things. If he uses his position and the church as a force for social good and starts teaming up with business sectors that have resources and launches initiatives to help poor people in places that are in need, that's going to be tremendously powerful. And I think it's already set an example and certainly a big boost for groups like Catholic Charities and others to see a pope like this.
The pontiff called for global financial reforms that make people a priority. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.